My name's Jonathan Irish, and my role at the Princess Margaret primarily is to treat cancer patients. I'm a surgical oncologist. A surgical oncologist is a cancer surgeon. You know, cancer treatment is a team sport. And that's why we use the word comprehensive cancer center when we talk about major cancer centers across the world, of course, of which the Princess Margaret is one. It is ranked as one of the top cancer centers in the world. And you don't get that designation accidentally. You get that with hard work. You get that with delivering comprehensive care. And what that means is threefold. Number one, good clinical care. Number two, good research. And number three, teaching, educating. And teaching the new generation, not just in Toronto, not just in Ontario, not just in Canada, but internationally. And I would say that those are the three primary missions of the Princess Margaret. So it's kind of cool because I'm not just a clinician, but I teach. Under the education umbrella, we have numerous residents who are medical trainees learning to become subspecialists. We have fellows, and a fellow is someone who's becoming super subspecialized. We have trained fellows from over 40 countries, over 100 fellows during the course of 32 years, who come to the Princess Margaret to learn how to deliver care best, and to take it back to their countries or to other parts of Canada. And that's a huge part of what I do. And then my research. I'm a senior scientist in the Princess Margaret Research Institute, something I'm very proud of. And then finally, obviously, I'm a clinician. At the end of the day, I sit in front of patients every day, either telling them they have cancer for the first time, or hopefully, and increasingly telling them, hey, your cancer is gone. Congratulations. And we'll continue to follow you to make sure that you're not just living longer, but you're living better. But what I've seen over the last 32 years is particularly an increased emphasis on not just living longer after cancer, but living better. And there's been no other time in medical history in Ontario or Canada that we have had more survivors of cancer. So we're doing it really well. We're doing it really well, not just at the Princess Margaret, but in cancer in general. So that's why we deliver care with comprehensive teams, not just doctors, not just surgeons, not just medical oncologists or radiation oncologists, but with allied health, nursing, psychosocial oncology, speech-language pathology, to teach patients to swallow and speak better after, for example, surgery or radiation treatment of the head and neck, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, all of these areas of not just obviously living longer, but living better and making sure that patients are living to the best of their abilities after cancer treatment. So this is kind of a very interesting time, right? Because if we think back of how, you know, cancer treatment has changed over the course of many years, we have new drugs, we have new treatments, the hands of the current surgeon, the eyes of the current surgeon, the knife of the current surgeon is very different today than it was 32 years ago. And our responsibility at the Princess Margaret, in my research in particular, is to develop the new hands, the new eyes, the new knife of the surgeon of today, but also 5 and 10 years from now. So it's kind of a cool time in a sense, because there are a lot of building blocks of knowledge that have occurred over the course of the last 100 years, maybe over the last 30 years. Certainly over the last 10 years. And all of these building blocks are built on a foundation of science. And so when we have things like our radiothon today, it is about investing for the future. So investing in research, investing in excellent clinical care, investing in excellent education programs to teach others from Canada and other nations about how to do it better.